would get home to sleep by 1 or 2 in the morning, and the next day we would be up early to start all over again. The fortitude and resilience of youth made us invincible. Unfortunately, by the time we thought it was time to have a real life and maybe start a family, the marriage disintegrated. I was then 28 years old, getting divorced, drinking all the time, and seeing a psychiatrist 3 times a week, trying to solve my problem, whatever it was. I thought I had found part of the answer when I stumbled into a private controlled drinking program, which helped me during the initial 30-day mandatory period of abstinence to hook a very large rug, row by row, well into many late nights. "One more row," I kept saying, gritting my teeth against a drink. My period of abstinence also helped me get a better job in the corporate world, away from all those hard-drinking criminal lawyers, and a new 3-story, 4-bedroom house, just what every single woman needs. It helped me to quit the psychiatrist. During this abstinence, I also got out of a sick relationship, which reproduced the violence of my childhood. Incredibly, I did not connect the improved manageability of my life in this short period of abstinence to the absence of booze. It didn't matter in the long run because, unfortunately, I started to get drunk again. I recall being fixated on that first glass of wine I was allowed to drink the day my coach informed me that I was ready to start drinking in controlled fashion. My tongue was almost hanging out. Many drunks later, I tried everything else I could